Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Still searching. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Before we begin, I have to ask you, does the name Mary Romantic mean anything to you?
Means absolutely nothing to
me. You're a clean slate.
Absolutely.
Just tabula rasa. Is that the right word? I don't know. You are, this person is unknown to you. Well, it is not unknown to many dark corners of the internet. In the early 2000s, strange pages popped up all over. Of course, now lost to time. One such page is something that I personally also had no idea about. It was before my time, but likely something I wouldn't have crossed paths with to begin with, even if it were. Part dating ad, part media stunt, and all bizarre relic of an early internet age, welcome to MaryRomantic.com. In March of 2001, a strange web page appeared online. Well, maybe not so strange at the time. It was www.maryromantic.com. The headline at the top of the website was, "Gentlewoman seeks agnostic or atheist for strong attraction, friendship, eventual marriage, and deepest love." It goes on to say, "I seek to explore with an agnostic or atheist a strong attraction and the possibilities of friendship, eventual marriage, and deepest love." And there's a photo of the woman smiling to the far right corner of the page. Below that is an extensive table of contents, and then more about Mary herself. So I want you to pull up MaryRomantic.com, which you're on it. You're there. You're there.
I'm responding. Am I too late?
Too late. After all these years.
Tell me.
How do you find this website? Like, what does this remind you of? What does it invoke in you?
It looks like a Craigslist-y kind of thing. I mean, it, you know, is very, it's old.
It's old school. Like when I think of
Angel Fire,
exactly, I think of like a light background and a light text on the light background, or the opposite, or you do dark background, dark text. You can barely read it. You're lucky if you can read it. And then just like a lot of like long, like all these websites were so long.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like
reading
like
on a phone would be wild. They were optimized for phone.
No. They were optimized for giant computers.
Giant Dell computers.
Exactly. It's like grainy ass, fucking squinty, you know, 3 a.m. yearnings. And then there's this menu of options, which you're looking at too. It starts with, "Hi and welcome to my personal website. My name is Mary. I'm a youthful 50. I'm divorced and non-smoking. This is a current site. If you're reading this, I'm still searching." Now, we're reading this on the Wayback Machine, so she technically wouldn't still be searching? Maybe? Who's to say?
I'd like to believe yes.
So you're a Mary Romantic. Yeah, we got a regular Mary Romantic on our hands.
Yeah.
So she talks about her physical description. She's slender and attractive. "And I look younger than my age," she says. "I'm 5'6 and weigh 120 to 125 pounds. Okay, thank you for making that 5-pound distinction. I have long brown hair and blue eyes. Her personality. She says that she's loving, affectionate, honest, faithful, gentle, strong, empathetic, compassionate, romantic, open, intelligent, wise. She goes on, "I've worked out a lot in my life and I relish getting regular exercise with a special friend. I love life and personal growth and development. I have high self-esteem. I know what I need and I know what I want, and I know the difference between those two things. I'm assertive in a healthy way. I know how to ask for what I need. I'm straightforward." She keeps going, "warm, caring, patient. She loves psychology and philosophy. She likes to feel, think, learn, laugh, read, and discuss, debate, play cards, games, watch TV, up for trying new things. I'm like a kid when it comes to playing. And I have fun in many ways." She bolds some of the words to really like emphasize, which again is an early vestige of the internet. "None of the pastimes I mentioned here are necessary. Nevertheless, I could spend hours playing two square in the parking lot or chicken base between the trees with a plastic bat and ball. I love playing an unprofessional soccer for one end of the yard to the other and keep away with a ball in a pool or a lake. One of my favorite active games is called koosh ball. Whether it's badminton, horse, marbles, racing remote control, dump trucks in the driveway, or tiddlywinks, the best part of all of it is the laughter." Then she switches gears. Sometimes I call myself an atheist because I disbelieve in the existence of God. Sometimes I call myself an agnostic because I believe that I can't know with absolute certainty that there is no God. Sometimes I call myself an agnostic atheist because my perspective falls in the overlap between the range of agnostic thought and the smaller range of atheistic thought. Whether it's my opinion that God most probably doesn't exist, I like to distinguish my perspective in that of those other atheists who say that they know absolutely that there is no God. There's a lot of that talk. She says she's respectful towards all individuals and their beliefs. Several dear persons in my life are believers, she says. For example, my two grown daughters are, and we're very close. I'd prefer, however, to explore the possibilities of a relationship with an atheistic or agnostic man. I'm willing to meet a man who believes in a God somewhat, but it's unlikely that I'd find compatibility with someone who has a significant belief in anything supernatural. I seek eventual marriage for its many satisfactions, especially the emotional and physical pleasures of love and intimacy. Being best friends first is so important to me. I believe in taking plenty of time to discover if a deep friendship and compatibility is possible before making the marriage commitment. I long for a partnership with a great deal of closeness, fun, and laughter. I prefer lots of togetherness. When I love a man, I love him with my whole heart. My life revolves around him, and I like it that way. So she goes, this is just on the first page of this whole thing. This is
really, it's a lot.
First page.
You can compare it to like dating sites of today, which are very minimalistic.
Yeah, three words, four pictures, you're done. You know, this is, and again, this is also very indicative of that time and place, right? It was 2001. But then there's the menu too. So there is the homepage menu. There's more about Mary, colon articles. There's here a voice message from Mary, how to email Mary if you want to reply, helpful and frequently asked questions about maryromantic.com, and photos. Now, which one would you go to? This is a choose your own adventure. You get to decide.
I'd probably go right to the help and frequently asked questions. There's more. I mean, she's pretty much kind of laid it out and kind of talks a little tiny bit in circles.
This is a novel. This is a true. And when you go, so now we're at help. If you'd click on help, please, there's even more links. And some of the frequently asked questions that she puts on here are, may I email you for any reason other than to send you the special email you request? Do you have any suggestions regarding the photo that you'd like from a man? Do you smoke? What
I figured the smoke would be right in the main section. Right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty common, I prefer a non-smoker, whatever, and that's fair.
Yeah.
But that's not really in the main part. It's just kind of listing off all her wonderful attributes. Wait. Which there's like 27 of them.
So many. It's many adjectives. She's wonderful. I like this question. How much advance notice do you need to be able to call me at a certain time? She really, no stone is unturned with this woman. She answers all questions. And a lot of these questions surround, can I contact you for a different reason other than this very pointed website?
Listen, I'm being held hostage. And for some reason, you're the person I want to turn to save me.
Hey, Mary Romantic. Hey, help. Help me. I also was.
Oh, peaked. Here's. I mean, are your daughters available for dating? Is she franchising this? I don't understand. Is this like an umbrella company?
She's working. Well, I went to her, listen to my voice. For me, I'm like, I need a voice to be played. So I want to play you a little bit of her.
Crank it up.
Yeah, crank it up.
Hi. My name is Mary. I'd like to explore the possibilities of friendship with a chivalrous man. Would like to be married to the right woman someday. Though I like to defer to a man's preferences when I want to, I'm looking for a rare man who'd be pleased to please me, who will defer to me whenever I want him to. I'm strong but gentle, romantic, and wise. I don't believe in a God, but I believe that I can't know with absolute certainty that there is no God. I'd love to find an agnostic or atheistic man. If you're interested in me, show me that you want to please me by reading every word of my website carefully and thoughtfully, except for those portions marked optional, and then grant my requests exactly in your email to me. I really want to cut down on the amount of unwanted email I receive, and I'm looking for a man who wants to please me on my terms. Therefore, I make it clear up front that I don't reply to men who email me in any way other than the ways I clearly request. please don't contact me at all if you're attached. It's okay if you're separated or getting a divorce, but not if you're in a relationship. I'm capable of taking the time to really get to know someone and to develop a best friendship. I'm capable of an eventual happy and lasting marriage with the most solid commitment, the greatest mental and emotional intimacy, lots of affection, and the deepest feelings of love.
Okay. We'll just stop it there. She wants a dog who's an atheist, who has read every single word of her gigantic website.
It sounds like somebody paid a voiceover person to read that mm-hmm. and record it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Although it could be very valid, but it also kind of sounds...
Her voice does sound like someone who likes to play koosh ball.
There's no casualness to it.
Mm-mm.
It's very like almost rehearsed, or maybe mm-hmm. that's just the way they speak very succinctly.
It's very hard to say. That was creepy. It's very hard. I mean, I wasn't surprised, I guess, that her voice sounded like that, and that, you know, it was like kind of grainy, like of a time, whatever. But it's also it's creepy. And then I went to More About Mary because I was like, this woman hasn't given me enough. I need a little bit more, you know? So here is, in the More About Mary, there is an index of my offerings on various topics. Then we go into all of that: chemistry, commitment in relationships, compatibility in relationships, egalitarianism, and double standards. Emails I've received positive feedback. Example of an email from unlikely suitors. The voice message, we're back there. How my search for love is going. I'm not looking for perfection. These are all links. I just want to make, these are all links on her About Me page. You can find out more. So it's like she's cataloging. I want to know how many emails this woman got, that these are all in here. Then we've got male masturbation as a turn. And a lot about male masturbation is in this About Me page, in that she really is anti-male masturbation. And she's also anti-premarital sexual sex. She's all for abstinence. Though I'm a non-atheistic woman, I'll wait until marriage to have sex. It's another link that takes you to a whole other diatribe about that. She has a relationship history. She's been married a couple times. Skepticism and astrology. A skeptic who believes in some astrology. And finally, my favorite link. There was a problem with my email, but it's fixed now. This is, you know, we talked a little bit about backrooms. This is really the backrooms of the internet in the Y2K era of internet. It's going everywhere and nowhere, insanely detailed, doubling down on itself. And I'm seeing common themes. You know, I'm seeing weird common themes that I wouldn't have thought to have seen so comprehensively on a dating website. Like, we have the themes of atheism, right? And agnosticism. We have the themes of abstinence and a lot of masturbation. There's a lot of like being very anti-male masturbation and also wanting a best friend kind of a thing. So again, I don't know what to make of all this. Who is this woman? Is she real? Is this an experiment? Any theories about like what this all leads to?
This is my, you know, 2026 brain that has seen a lot of internet that makes it seem like there's something more to this than the obvious, where somebody just wants to meet someone in a very kind of organized fashion.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so, I mean, you know, it has like tips on how to copy and paste. And if you have AOL, how to compress photos and time zones. And it breaks down like her smoking. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, yeah, I did try it a couple times.
You get everything.
And I think this is, you know, pre-dating website. You wish you had all this information. You mm-hmm. wish you could be as clear, crystal clear as possible. Where now things are, you know, it's hard to be that clear. And mm-hmm. usually maybe find a little too late and you want to weed out, you know,
yeah.
Weed out the weeds.
This is no stone left unturned.
Yes. But almost like so much information where it's like, you'd be like, I'm either more intrigued or less intrigued. Because I'm like, this is just too much.
Too much.
I can easily just click off of this and then just go to another kind of dating-ish website, or I can go on an AOL chat room or a bar or something.
Yeah, yeah. Many other options than this, like, novel of a website about this woman. And also, I mean, I was thinking, too, like, wow, as a woman in 2026, I would have never, even back then, I would have never put this much about myself on the internet.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's truly, like, you don't get her full name, but God, I'm sure you could find her. Like, I'm sure amongst all this information, there's a way to find her. And actually, I say that, but her identity has never truly been revealed. In 2003, Mary Romantic redirected to a website called Mary Gentle. And guess what? It had another big menu of links. It read a little differently than Mary Romantic. I'm going to read just a small portion of it. I'm a woman growing in personal power through increasing self-love and impulse control. I share my articles, affirmations, resources, cognitive therapy, recovery, and ongoing personal development. While helping myself, I hope to help others who seek greater personal peace and health. She's a mental wellness queen, back before we had that. You can select articles by using the alphabetical list of titles below, or you can use the left navigation border on this page and select by topic category. Of course you can. I add new items as I write them, and I edit my pages from time to time, so please check back if you're interested. In order to see the latest version of this or any page, you may need to click on the refresh or reload button on your browser's toolbar. Thank you, Mary. For now, marygentle.com redirects to my AOL website address, that is to members.aol.com/marygentle/index.html. If you're not already there, please go there for the most current version of my site. So some of her options on this one are many affirmations, a rational counseling primer, I say nice things to my best friend, which I guess is thoughts on saying nice things to her best friend, how to copy and paste, what you mentioned, self-love, shorter summary of the four steps, recovering from an eating disorder, personal power, my neuro-linguistic self-programming, my top recommendations, and support group, Recovery Incorporated. So this is more like veers towards self-help. So in my brain, the narration goes, she had this thing to find a person, romantic partner. She got a lot of feedback about self-help and a lot of interest. And so she kind of pivoted to this more self-help style.
Which makes me think, like, was this a social experiment meant to lead to the next phase?
Yes, which is certainly something that people have discussed online. So from there, nothing. And yet, there is one predominant theory about who Mary is. Many people online, even today, think Mary Romantic, aka Mary Gentle, is actually Mary Meyer, the founder of the National Chastity Association, a non-religious group for singles who want to reserve sexual relations for marriage. The idea for the association came from Mary Meyer's own dating experiences and divorces. She had two of them. After placing an advertisement for a husband who would remain celibate until marriage, she received over 100 responses but found most men were not interested in celibacy. So she started a club of sorts, and the Chicago-based group quickly gained national attention and grew to hundreds of members. But the National Chastity Association kind of petered out in about a year or so, and then, after that, Mary Romantic appeared. So people believe Mary Meyer is at the root of the website of Mary Romantic because of this timeline plus other similarities. They both had two daughters. They have similar appearances. I showed you a picture of Mary Meyer who looks a lot like the picture of Mary Romantic. Again, I can't say for sure, but they're, you know, brunettes who have big smiles and kind of a similar bone structure. Also, the timeline in 1990, when lots of press was being done on the association, Mary Meyer was 37. 10 years later, when Mary Romantic comes out, the person, Mary Meyer was 47, but the person who was behind Mary Romantic says on the website that she's 50. So almost the same age within a couple years. Yeah, the photos look very similar. And of course, there are all the allusions to sex after marriage, not wanting someone to masturbate, wanting to wait to have sex on the Mary Romantic page.
It seems to be heavy, like seems to be very kind of leaning towards that more than being the most paramount thing.
Absolutely. So a lot of people think that Mary Meyer is Mary Romantic, but for what reason? We talk about it being maybe a publicity stunt to get more people involved in the chastity movement. We talk about her actually maybe wanting to find someone. Maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. We'll never know. Or perhaps it's a way to get people more indoctrinated into a lot of different things that she was thinking about at the time, all the self-help stuff, all of the, you know, deep ruminations, and to get, I don't know, this persona out there that would somehow benefit her. While we'll never know for sure who's behind Mary Romantic, what we do know is that there's still people pretty obsessed with chastity. While the National Chastity Association does not have an online footprint, rest assured that there's a National Chastity League alive and well online. And I promise you don't have to meander through 500 links to solve their ideological mystery.